Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
It's a Saturday morning, 1450 KATE, our Insights into Insurance program. Mike White is along with Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
I understand we got something pretty darn special today.
It is. It is our 200th show, Mike, of Insights into Insurance. Can you believe it? They never thought it would last.
They never thought it would last. We're coming up on, 4 years maybe?
Actually, in November, it'll be 4 years. So we're going to have a little special program today, and I don't want to take too much time of it because we're going to do a best of. So we're taking snippets from the last 4 years or last 200 shows and just doing a best of. A little bit of humor and a little bit of serious stuff. Yeah. Okay.
That'll go into our blooper reel.
That'll be part of the best of next time.
All right. So sit back, folks, and enjoy. This is the best of our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE 1450.
Saturday morning here on KATE, and I'm excited for a new program. It's Insights into Insurance with Tom Sorensen of Americana Insurance Group. And, Tom, good morning to you.
Well, good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
Hey, you know what? Absolutely fantastic. I'm really excited. I have very little information on what it is that the whole scope of insurance could cover or questions people might have. So I'm excited to learn something, and I hope that everyone out there, too, is excited to learn a little bit about what insurance is and what it's all about. And, Tom, if you could take maybe a minute or two just to let people know who you are and what Americana Insurance Group is all about.
Well, absolutely, Paul. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for the opportunity to talk to you and your listeners about the riveting and exciting topic of insurance.
Okay, this is Brian Burhau with North Star Power Sports. Hello, Brian.
How's it going?
Well, good. We are around asking people here at the Freeborn County Fair insurance question. And by the way, we've asked, 15 questions, and everybody's got them right so far. So
yeah.
Pressure on, Brian.
Better not make
16
a mistake.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is Bailey coverage?
Bailey?
Yeah, what is Bailey's coverage?
Sounds like a liquor to me.
Well, you know what? Maybe you could have some coverage on your liquor. Actually, it comes with your business.
Well, I was the first one to get that wrong then, or what?
And you're probably know more of it as like a garage keeper's coverage.
Oh.
Yes.
So you have an easier question?
So Bailey's coverage is coverage on property left in the care of the insured for storage, repair, or servicing. Example, auto service repair, which is called garage keeper's coverage.
Oh.
So you know it as garage keeper's coverage.
Well, see, I'd have known that.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's why I didn't ask you that. So, thanks, Brian.
All right. No problem.
Mike Whitus, along with Tom Sorensen. And again, we've invited in Freeborn County Sheriff Kurt Freitag. And with all of the shooting, Kurt, that has taken place, let's talk to kick things off here this morning on, all right, I want to get a permit to carry. What are the steps that need to be taken as an individual to get that permit to carry?
If someone wants to get a permit to carry, they have to first take a Bureau of Criminal Apprehension certified handgun safety course. And when they do that, they'll bring that certificate, the original, along with their driver's license, to the record section of the law enforcement center. And our personnel in the record section will make a copy of their certificate. They'll get the original back. And then we'll make a copy of their driver's license. And we'll give them an application for the permit to carry. Takes about 5 minutes to fill out. And there's a fee that needs to be paid with that application. And so once we collect those things along with the application, we'll start processing it. And we'll take a look at any protection orders that have been served against that person. We'll take a look at definitely their criminal history. We'll print that off. And in the end, I will determine whether or not that person is eligible for a permit to carry. If they are, I've got 30 days to issue them their card and our turnaround times with them.
Hail happened. What should I do as the insured?
Okay, well, yeah, so as the insured, you know, and this is coming from my perspective as a homeowner myself, as a policyholder myself, I think first and foremost what a homeowner should do if they think they had a hail, you know, if they know they had a hailstorm and don't know if they had damage or not, they should call their agent. The agent is kind of the, you know, the lifeline essentially to the company. They could also contact the company direct if that's the way, you know, that they're set up. But first and foremost, I tell people to contact their agent, you know, if they have any questions at all.
Correct.
You know, there's also some opinions out there that they should contact a contractor or someone to give them an opinion maybe before they call their agent or the company to submit a claim. But I think it should be clarified, and you can speak to this more from the agency side as well. You know, if they turn in a claim for an act of nature or something like that, it does not, quote unquote, count against them, you know, for submitting a claim.
Great point.
So we would be more than happy to come out and assess the damage or tell you whether there is or is not, because, you know, we are trained professionals and it's what we do every day.
What you have put together is biblical in proportion weather proverbs from farmers.
Yeah, over the years, and I've been in this business now, we're pushing not quite 25, but somewhere in between that 20 and 25 mark, so take it from there. I've been working with farmers all the time since then, and over the years, they always have these great sayings about weather proverbs, okay? And so one day, I'm like, you know, I got to start writing these down. So that's what I did. So today we'll go over some of these that I've written down.
And will you explain them to me?
I will try to explain them to you. I don't know if I can explain all of them, but I'll try to explain them to you. So, yes.
Be a quiz at the end.
Yeah, right. Go ahead, Paul. What's your question?
Well, actually, I was going to ask you, off this list that you've brought in, what's your favorite one?
That's a great... I actually think that the one that all major droughts start in Missouri is very accurate.
Really?
Yeah. I have found that in my line of business. I do crop insurance, so I've found that a lot of many times that's accurate. And when there's a drought situation, a lot of times it starts in Missouri.
Brad, let me introduce you to one of the most important people in Paytonville. She chooses Nationwide to help protect all the families, businesses, and dreams in town.
Seems like she's a local celebrity.
She's a local legend.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Americana Insurance Group, we know there are many coverage options out there. That's why we partner with Nationwide to help you find the best protection for you and your family's needs. Call Angela Callis, 553-6001 at our Wells location, or visit AmericanaInsurance.com.
Speaking of a special program, we haven't ever done a live listener question, and today I think we got a live call-in question.
Yes.
And so can we go to that individual now?
Yeah, let's go. Good afternoon. Well, actually, it's morning now. Welcome to Insights into Insurance Program. Who are we talking to?
Hello, this is Zeke the Turkey Freak here. I just love turkeys. I have some Thanksgiving mishaps, and I just can't afford them anymore. Can you help me out?
Well, Zeke the Turkey Freak, talk about coming back and bringing back memories to me. I remember listening to your show on Kate Radio many, many, many years ago, where you would go out and try to shoot turkeys. Because turkey, you love turkey, right?
I love turkeys.
Sounds good, Zeke. Well, Zeke, I just want you to know that, you know, it's a great question that you have, because Thanksgiving is always a busy day for firefighters. I don't know if you knew that, but in fact, Thanksgiving is so fire prone, it grabs the number one and the number two spot of the busiest days for home cooking fires. It's the day before is number one, and the day of is number two. The Thanksgiving Day ranks number two. Christmas Day rounds out the top three, according to the National Fire Protection Association. And today I have someone that I know, and he is Scott Gleitz with North Star Insurance. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Well, Scott, first of all, let's discuss who you are and your role at North Star.
Well, my role at North Star is to manage what we call special investigations across our operating territory, which presently is 8 states here in the upper Midwest. And when I say special investigations, most of the time people think of the words insurance fraud, and certainly we do investigate claims where fraud is suspected, but we also investigate other matters that might come up.
Yeah, and so in your investigations, Scott, how do you get involved into an investigation or into a claim?
Most often we get referrals from claims people who see indicators of fraud while they're handling a file. And most of the time, they won't refer us a file if they see a single indicator, or maybe even 2 or 3. But it's really up to their discretion. And it very well could be the case that they just have one strong indicator, like a fire, that is determined to be incendiary in origin, meaning it was a set fire. And then they'll refer it to us for further and much more in-depth investigation than your typical claims person does.
And, you know, Scott, when we're talking about insurance fraud, what do you see? You've got a large area that you actually cover. What do you see as the most common insurance fraud that you maybe deal with?
The most common that we see in terms of the number of files is when there is a legitimate claim that occurs and there is coverage, and someone involved in the claims process decides to take advantage of that claim through what we call inflation. And that can come in a number of forms. For example, someone has a legitimate accidental house fire, and we ask for an estimate from their contractor, and the contractor, whether with the knowledge of the homeowner or not, decides to inflate that estimate. Another example from that same claim might be us asking the homeowner to make an inventory of the property damaged or destroyed by the fire, and they decide that they're going to make out what you might think of as a wish list. And I think they assume that since fire burns things and they're no longer identifiable, sometimes they're completely gone.
Right.
I think sometimes they assume that we can't sort of build a picture backwards and know what they did actually have.
It's a Saturday morning. That means it's time for Insights into Insurance with Americana Insurance. And Tom Sorensen is in studio with us. And Tom, welcome aboard on a hot, steamy Saturday morning. And you're going to throw me under the bus here, aren't you?
I love throwing you under the bus, Mike.
We haven't had this pop quiz for probably, what, 2 months now?
So it's almost been 2 months. Yeah, I just thought it was a few weeks ago, but it's already been 2 months. I was planning on doing one every month with you. And so you've skirted away from it for over 2 months now. So
I thought it was a lot sooner than that. But needless to say, it's pop quiz time on our Insights into Insurance program. Will I have a dunce hat on, or will I have a star put on my chest when we're all done? We'll find out.
My guess is you're going to keep the dunce hat on.
Okay. Oh, I'm glad he's had confidence with me. Mike White is along with Tom Sorensen and Americana Insurance. Via the North Pole, Santa Claus is on the line.
Well, good morning, Tom. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Santa. I know it's early for you, but this show, you know, you probably already know it, but it's Insights into Insurance. And
Yes.
We thought we have some good questions for you in regarding insurance.
Questions for me?
Oh, absolutely, Santa.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I've got the lead elf, you know, that takes care of the insurance, but I'll try.
Well, Santa, our agency offers auto insurance, okay, and other vehicles such as snowmobiles. But I'm wondering, do you have insurance for your sleigh? Is it a requirement by law for you to have insurance?
Well, you know, that's not really necessary, but the FAA has been giving me some static about it. And you know, I sometimes fly a little bit too close to those big passenger jets.
Oh, yeah, that wouldn't be good.
No.
So do you have insurance right now? And if so, who's your insurance carrier?
Well, that's easy.
Yeah?
North Pole Mutual.
Oh,
matter of fact, they only have one member.
Oh, they only have one member. It would be you.
Yeah, that's me.
Yes, Santa. So, have you ever been pulled over? And if so, what for and why?
Well, there was one time I was pulled over, but I can't remember why. I think it was that last glass of milk at that Sorensen house.
Oh, yes. Well, we might have. That might have been eggnog.
Oh, it might have.
Yeah.
No wonder it was so good.
Hello, Insights into Insurance. I'm a client of Americana Insurance Group. They have our farm, auto, crop, and health insurance. We just received our lunches for our farm family and helpers and want to let the people know how grateful we are to Americana Insurance Group and their support to the local farming community. Thank you, Americana Insurance. Please keep up the great work. And this comes in from Wendy. And I know, Tom, you were busy earlier this week.
Oh, it was one of my favorite. It is one of my favorite days of the whole year. And Wendy, thank you. Okay. It's hard to pass up an email like that and not share it with everybody on the air, I'll be honest with you. And I know Wendy and their farm and their farm family is awesome. My favorite day of the year was just on this last Wednesday. Wednesday.
Yep.
We went out and delivered approximately 450 lunches to our farmers, Mike.
And that's just fantastic. And that, again, for those folks that are not familiar with Americana Insurance Group, this is one of the added benefits to be a part of that group.
Yes.
I mean, this is a feel-good story, Tom. The farmers, of course, yesterday was National Farmers Day around the country, and a lot of folks don't realize they sit back. I'll say our city slickers will sit back and think, well, you know, the farmers, they complain about the crop insurance. They complain about the price of corn, the soybeans. But I'll tell you what, folks, we didn't have the farmers. We wouldn't be where we are today.
Absolutely, Mike. I couldn't say it any better, so I'll leave it at that. But
you've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.